I'm Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, ready to present Game 3 of the opening series between the Clearwater Threshers and Daytona Tortugas. We know who's starting on the hill for the Threshers, but let's start off with the batting order for the Daytona Tortugas. Kyle Henley leading things off. Sammy Stafura staying in the two spot, and Alfredo Duno remaining in number three. Bernard Moon has hit in three different places in the order this series. Now cleanup, Eastmith Pineda, Carter Graham, Luis Reyes, Diego Omana, and Iverson Espinoza fill out the rest of the order for the Daytona Tortugas. And they'll be going against a big leaguer, an all-star, and a Phillies lefty, Ranger Suarez, a former Thresher back in 2017. Won 9 of his first 10 starts with the Phillies last season. And Suarez is making his first outing of the season here rehabbing with the Clearwater Threshers. Suarez made his first All-Star team in 2024. Hasn't pitched since 2017 with the Clearwater Threshers, where he had a 2-4 record, 3.82 ERA, in 37 and two-thirds innings back in 2017. The year after he debuted with the Threshers in 2018, he made his major league debut. Of course, it's been a few years since Suarez was last in the minor leagues. A couple of rehab assignments in Redding and Lehigh Valley over the last two seasons. But for the first time since he was a Thresher in 2017, Ranger Suarez is wearing a Threshers jersey and throwing on the mound here at BayCare Ballpark. We're a lot more used to seeing him in Philly spring training here. But the 2024 All-Star will take the hill for the first time today. He's gone up against Kyle Henley to start. All-righty lineup for the Tortugas, and the first pitch is in there for a strike, nothing and one, as we get started at 6:33 p.m. Henley had the night off last night. Kyle was the leadoff man on Tuesday's game. He struck out three times and was 0-5. He fouls off a high fastball from Ranger, nothing and two. Suarez signed as an international free agent by the Phillies in April of 2012. Had one of his four 10-strikeout games in the minors with the Threshers back on the 18th of July in 2017. Slider just missing low, and it's a 1-2 count to Kyle Henley. So Henley, in his second game of the series, reached on an error in the first inning when he led off Tuesday's game. As time is called here, it appears that something fell on the field out in right. So Carter Matheson is going to pick it up and put it back in the stands or wherever it came from. Looks like he's giving it to one of the Daytona coaches. And now we'll get back. It's a 1-2 count to Kyle Henley, 0-5 this series. On the year, he has a .231 batting average. Looks like those are some leftover training tools that the pitchers use down in right field that are now back in Daytona's dugout. So we have a 1-2 count to Kyle Henley. Here's the kick of the pitch. Inside on the breaking ball, and it's a 2-2 count to Kyle Henley. Suarez has been in the majors since he debuted in 2018 with the Philadelphia Phillies, only team he has played for throughout the minor league system and during the regular season. Had the longest scoreless streak of the season, 32 innings to start last season for almost the entire month of April. 2-2, he gets a swing and a miss from Henley here, and Ranger Suarez is back, getting his first strikeout of Kyle Henley to start off his rehab assignment. And we'll take another look. Beautiful breaking ball. Completely fooled Henley, who thought it was coming in a bit harder. And Suarez gets his first K of the night. After the first pitch to Sammy Stafura, we'll set the defense behind Ranger. And the first pitch is taken for a called strike. Here's the defense for your Clearwater Threshers behind 2024 All-Star Ranger Suarez. Eduardo Taich is battery mate. Cody Shojinaga, Raider Tello, Diego Gonzalez, and Brady Day make up the infield. Avery Wusu-Asidu, Dante Norrie, Carter Matheson from left to right in the outfield. Swing and a miss by Stafura, and it's an 0-2 count. Suarez working quickly against these Tortugas. Last rehab assignment that he pitched started in Redding, ended up in Lehigh Valley, about a game in each before he went back up to the Phillies in 2023. 0-2, wave and a whiff, strike three, curveball by him, and Tyeet fires it to first base for the three-pitch K. So two gone for Suarez here in the top of the first inning. Back-to-back strikeouts, and, well, let's just say this game is going exactly how you'd expect a Major League All-Star to be throwing in a single-A game. But Alfredo Duno, a powerful bat, homer and five RBIs, both lead the Tortugas, is next against Suarez. And he hits this one hard, but foul down the right field line and out of play. And it's an 0-1 count. Duno has not had the best luck in terms of where the ball is landed. He had a double in the fourth inning of Tuesday's game, but other than that, he's been retired every time with one RBI coming on a sack fly back in Tuesday's loss. A new baseball given to Suarez, as it looks like the Threshers bat boys are getting some more major league balls from the dugout. With a major league starter on the hill, different baseballs are used in rehab assignments. Slightly different in terms of dimensions and grip. And obviously major leaguers like Suarez are more used to the big league baseballs. 0-1 count to Duno now. Suarez ready. He rocks and fires. Curveball, tap, foul, and it's 0-2. Three-pitch K to Stafura in the last at-bat. Now looking for the same here. O-2 the count to Duno, hitting 222 on the season so far. Suarez deals. Fastball low and in, and it's 1-2. Rob Thompson announced this rehab assignment earlier. And when Topper announced that Suarez would be throwing a rehab assignment here, he said that it would likely be around three innings for Ranger. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's blocked by Tyeet. Two balls, two strikes, now the count. But this was actually initially supposed to be a sim game for Ranger Suarez. Likely would have been here at the ballpark earlier in the day, but it appears Suarez's injury progress is progressing rapidly. Just missing on the fastball there. Three ball, two strike count to Duno, who has worked the count full with two gone here in the top of the first inning. Payoff pitch, here it comes. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Ranger Suarez with three strikeouts in his first inning back in 2025, and he looks major league ready. Threshers grab the sticks in the bottom of the first when we return.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas.
Dante Norri set to lead off for the Threshers for the third straight night. And he's got Eduardo Tyeet hitting second behind him. Scoreless in the top of the first inning as we look through the Threshers lineup. Cody Shojinaga third. Brady Day, Carter Matheson, Caden Hediger at the DH spot hitting sixth. Then the bottom third of Clearwater's order, Tello Gonzalez, Nwosu Asidu, David Lord-Dewey. First Daytona pitcher to make a repeat start in this series as he gets a one hopper over to first from Nori. One pitch, one out to start off the bottom of the opening frame. Pordewey 0-1. Got the Tortugas only loss in their opening series at home against the Bradenton Marauders. And now Eduardo Taillé, who had his second multi-RBI game of the season last night, comes up to the plate, takes a fastball upstairs for a ball. We'll set the defense for the Clearwater Threshers as Lordewey gets set again. The defense for the Tortugas now after this pitch. 1-0, cut on and missed, and it's 1-1. Here's Daytona's defense behind David Lordewey. Alfredo Duno returns behind the plate. Luis Reyes, Iverson Espinosa, Sammy Stafora, Carter Graham around the infield as Eduardo Tait calls time. Bernard Moon, Kyle Henley, E. Smith Pineda left to right in the outfield for the Tortugas, coming in with a record of 2-3 on the season, managed by Willie Harris. It's a 1-1 count to Tait, who had a two-run homer in his first at-bat yesterday. This one hit high in the air in foul territory on the third base side. It's Graham there, right next to the track, makes the grab, two away in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring up Cody Shoji Naga, who has been a big surprise for Clearwater. And he has looked like one of the best hitters in the Florida State League so far this season. Each of the four games he has played, Cody has recorded a hit, and he is currently tied for sixth in the league lead with a .357 batting average, and this is fifth game of the season. 1-0 to Shoji Naga, who went 1-for-2 with an RBI, two walks, and a run in yesterday's win. Swing and a miss on the fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. Shoji Naga, a sixth-rounder out of the University of Kansas, two-time second-team All-Big 12 infielder, where he plays catcher as well. He fouls off the breaking ball, and it's 1-2. So position Shoji Naga has played for the Threshers, just catcher in first base, and, of course, designated hitter. He's at first tonight, but in college he primarily played at second base for the Jayhawks. Now he's got a 1-2 count on him with two gone in the first. The pitch in the dirt, and Duno's going to let that one roll into the Tortugas' dugout. Two balls, two strikes the count to Shoji Naga. Threshers have a couple of players who have reached or recorded a hit in every game so far, and Shoji Naga won't get his hit there. He takes a curveball that's called a strike, but he instantly challenges it. And here's the home plate umpire, Patrick Good.
Pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
Patrick Good, the home plate ump, Emmanuel Perez on the bases, and just barely, that
is a strike. The call is confirmed. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
Each two teams get a 1-2-3 first inning, ending on a strikeout for both sides. Scoreless after one here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
The first game post-game concert of the season featuring local country band Crossfire Creek will kick off our summer concert series, sponsored by Sun Cruiser Iced Tea Vodka, tomorrow, April 11th. We'll see if Ranger Suarez wants to stick around for that, as he needed just 14 pitches, almost all of them strikes, to get through the first inning. Starts off with a bender for a called strike on Bernard Moon, left fielder, who is hit fifth in the order in his two games with Daytona here this week. Five on the pitch clock is Suarez into his setup. 0-1, cut on and missed in the fastball. It's 0-2. 14 pitches, got Henley on a 2-2 count in the first. Stafura on three straight pitches. Duno worked him full, and now he's got an 0-2 on Bernard Moon as Suarez looks for his fourth consecutive strikeout in his first outing of the season. 0-2 the count. Here's the kick and the pitch. Tap foul, and that's going to roll all the way towards the Threshers dugout on the third base side. 0-2 to Moon. Three RBIs on the season, but he has yet to record a hit. Couple sacrifices for Moon as out the Tortugas get some runs across. 0-2 still. Suarez sets from the center of the rubber. Now he rocks and fires. Sinker just missing inside. It's a 1-2 count. That's been the marquee pitch for Ranger Suarez, known as a sinker baller. But as his stuff has developed, he has gotten a whole lot more swing and misses over the course of his career. 1-2 in the dirt. It's 2-2. That one a little bit low. Coming off an all-star season where he was the pitcher of the month for the first 2 months of the 2024 season in March and April. And now the 2-2 taken the other way on the ground towards second base. It's scooped up by Tello. He flips it over to first in time, and that's out number one. Interesting decision putting Raider Tello over at second base. Not to discount his fielding ability, but Tello typically plays in either first or third, while Shoji Naga was the primary second baseman by the end of his career at Kansas, but certainly nothing wrong with that last play. And Tello, a very capable fielder. Shoji Naga, a solid first baseman as well. Now there's one gone for Eastmith Pineda, who has been the starting right fielder all three games this week for Daytona. First pitch, swing and a miss, hefty hack at the curveball, and it's 0-1. Pineda, cleanup role last night, walked and scored in the second inning, but after that, three straight punch-outs on an 0-for-3 night. 0-1. Hard ground ball towards third, picked up on a pair of hops by Day. Long throw over to first in time, two gone. That's the reason Raider Tello's not playing third base. Brady Day's fielding has looked incredibly crisp since spring training. He played all over the infield in his 20-some-odd games last season for the Threshers. This year, he has played exclusively at third base because of his great arm and ability to defend the hot corner. Two down for Carter Graham, who takes a sinker inside to make it a 1-0 count. And Graham, a homer, four RBIs on the season so far for the Tortugas. Now Suarez deals. Fastball hit on the ground towards short, picked up by Gonzalez. Diego to first in time, and three ground outs to three different bases and the second inning. Three straight Ks in the opening frame for Ranger. Three straight ground outs in the second inning. Still scoreless as we head to the bottom two.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Fair Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Bottom of the second inning. Threshers and Tortugas, both without a run or a hit. But still some happy times out on the berm and in the stands for the Threshers fans. Heart of the Order leads off the second inning. Brady Day, his first time as a pro, hitting cleanup in the order. One RBI, hitting .333 so far this season. Took the night off yesterday after scoring from second on a single to left field by Joel Dragoo for the game-winning run in Tuesday's thrilling comeback win. He started off with a strike, nothing and one. And now Lord Dewey deals. Breaking ball, low and in. It's a 1-1 count. Lord Dewey needed just 9 pitches to get out of the first inning. A strikeout took most of them. Pop out and a ground out in the first for the Threshers. Now the 1-1 today hits the dirt, 2-1. As it bounces out of Duno's glove, he'll get a new ball for his starting pitcher. So it's a 1-1 count now, or 2-1 count now, excuse me, to Brady Day. And Lord Dewey deals. Slices this one foul off the roof of the press box. Count evens at 2-2. That almost took out our photographer in the front row. And a very happy kid coming up with that baseball. Play of the game candidate right there for sure. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the count for Day. Scoreless so far, we're in the bottom of the second. Lord Dewey toes the rubber on the first base side, gets into his stretch and deals. Breaking ball low, count fills up at 3-2. Brady Day, 10th round pick in last year's draft, out of Kansas State. And 1-for-5 with a double in the 9th inning in his last game. And now he starts off this game as the first base runner, leadoff walk in the second inning. And Brady Day is the first man aboard for the Clearwater Threshers. He had 16 steals in 61 games in his last season as a Wildcat and was 1-for-2 in 22 games last year for the Threshers. Desmond Jennings coaching first base, Marty Malloy, the skipper, coaching third, and Carter Matheson at the dish, taking a fastball outside for ball number one. Matheson, like Brady Day, a fellow member of the 2024 draft class for the Phillies, and was also the first of 4 prospects from the 2024 draft to join a Phillies-affiliated squad. Upstairs, fastball, 2-0. Carter Matheson, along with Brady Day, Joel Dragoo, who has the night off tonight, and John Spikerman, who is currently on Jersey Shore's injured list, the first 4 2024 Phillies draftees to join the Threshers. 2-0 to Matheson is upstairs. Now it's 3-0. And Matheson turned 22 in January. Fifth rounder out of Indiana, whose only hit this season was a go-ahead 3-run home run on opening day. 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down the pipe and just catching the top of the zone to bring the count to 3-1. Three-one the count with a man on first in Brady Day. Sliding mitt on his left arm. 3-1 to Matheson inside, but it catches the corner, and that'll fill up the count 3-2. Some back-to-back full counts after a 9-pitch first inning for David Lord Dewey as Matheson looks to get himself on base. Day with a leadoff of first. We'll see if he runs. Payoff pitch. Runner stays. Matheson swings, and that's strike 3. Second K of the day for Lord Dewey. Out number one here in the second as Carter Matheson goes down on strikes. Now another lefty, but a new lefty, Caden Hediger. Designated hitter tonight after doing the catching yesterday for Clearwater. Walking 3 times, scoring once, finishing 0-for-1. 400 OPS for Hediger, who's in his second season as a member of the Threshers opening day roster. First pitch to Hediger is in for a strike. 0-1 the count to the Threshers' designated hitter. He's got about a month left until his 21st birthday. Hediger taken in the 11th round of the 2023 draft out of Sierra Canyon. 500 on-base percentage so far as he swings and misses to make it 0-2. And that's because Hediger is one of the league leaders in walk so far at the short start of this season. Tied with Dante Norrie, Hediger and Norrie are even in the sixth spot in the Florida State League with six walks. The leader is Byron Churio of the Mighty Muscles with 10. Nothing and two count to Hediger, one gone and one on. Day has shown no signs of trying to steal, and Hediger's facing the 0-2. Checks his swing, and good job to hold it up. That one missed outside on the breaking ball, 1-1. Tello Gonzalez, the next two to face David Lordewey. In his second start of the season. And now he's ready for the 1-2. In the dirt, 2-2, smothered by Duno so that Day stays on the first base back. Two balls and two strikes the count. Already 16 pitches in this inning for Lordewey, and we're only at one out in the bottom of the second. 2-2, Day with a big lead off of first. Here's the pitch. Popped up by Hediger, foul territory, drifting out of play and over the fence and into the seats. And play almost made. I think the guy's just looking for a youngster to give the baseball to. So Hediger back with a 2-2 count. Day is still on first, and Raider Tello is ready to rock in the on-deck circle. 2-2 the count, one gone, one on. The pitch. This one hit high in the air, out to left field. Third baseman Carter Graham camps underneath it, makes the catch in the sunny part of shallow left for out number two. Wind blown out to right field. And Hediger just kind of popped that one up a bit too far underneath it. And now Raider Tello comes up to the plate for his first time as a second baseman. Tello had a double play, grounded into a double play, I should say, in his first at-bat of the game back in the second inning in his first game of the series yesterday as Day is checked back on first base on the unsuccessful pickoff. After that, Tello walked in the fourth and then got clutch. RBI single in the sixth to tie the game and a solo home run to lead off the eighth and put some icing on the cake and add the Threshers an insurance run before the ninth inning. So it's 1-0 to Tello now. Two RBIs on the season, both coming yesterday. And now it's a 1-0 to Tello. This one taken high in the air, deep out to right field, but it goes foul. And it's 1-1. Tello had his first multi-hit game of the season and third of his professional career. And the second time, first since the last game of 2024, that Tello has driven in two runs in a contest, tying his career high with the epic finish to the regular season on against St. Lucie on September the 8th. He had two ribbies. 1-1 to Tello now. Here's the pitch. Sliced foul back to the backstop behind home plate. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Day with a short lead off of first, two gone here in the bottom second. We are scoreless. Lordewey deals, Day goes, and Tello slaps it foul. Definitely looked like a defensive swing with the runner stealing, but he sent it in the other direction as that swing was a bit late. 1-2 the count as Day heads back to first base. And Lordewey has climbed well over the 20-pitch mark in his second inning. The 1-2, outside corner, called strike three. And Tello took himself a minute, but decided not to challenge. And that'll do it for the second inning. Leadoff walk goes for naught as the Threshers get their first base runner, but leave him stranded. After two innings at BayCare Ballpark, we're still scoreless.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baker Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at BayCare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
PGA Tour quality.
At BayCare Ballpark, Saturday nights are not for fighting. They're for fireworks. So stick around the game after the game this Saturday, April 12th, for the first fireworks show of the 2025 season. The best fireworks show is in Tampa Bay is right here at BayCare Ballpark every Saturday night, sponsored by Kelly's Catering. And we've seen some fireworks from Ranger Suarez so far. 2-1-2-3 innings in his first outing of the season as he starts off Luis Reyes with a called strike on a breaking ball. 25 pitches now for Ranger Suarez. And almost all of them have been for strikes. This one's a hit, though. Base hit into the right field for Luis Reyes. Going oppo off a big league all-star for the game's first hit. Three strikeouts in the first inning for Suarez. Three ground outs in the second. And now Reyes has solved the all-star puzzle and put himself aboard to lead off the third inning. 26 pitches, 18 for strikes so far for Suarez as he's dealing with a man aboard for the first time. And now Diego Omana is up to the plate. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the breaking ball, and it's an 0-1 count. Omana had an RBI single to cap off the second inning. And other than that, was 0-2. So 1-3 night in his only game of the year. Now DHing. He cranks one foul down the left field line and almost takes out the Tortugas' third base coach. Like it was, it looks like it's Lenny Harris in his fifth year with Daytona coaching third. 0-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Beautiful bender from Ranger Suarez, and after he gives up a hit, it's a three-pitch see ya. Fourth K of the day for Ranger. And Suarez certainly looks like he is rolling. That curveball is completely befuddling these Tortugas hitters. One gone now for number one, Iverson Espinoza. Rare to see the name Iverson as a first name, at least outside of Philadelphia. As Iverson Espinoza, 21 years old, born in Maracay in Venezuela. Signed as an international free agent by the Reds in 2019. He's got a 1-0 count, one gone, one on, with Luis Reyes on the first base bag. One of the pitch, lifted high in the air in foul territory down the first base side. Towards the tarp goes Shoji Naga, but that one bounces off the seats and deflects back in play. It's a 1-1 count here in the third inning after a towering foul ball from Iverson Espinoza. Spent 2024 with the Arizona Complex League Reds, as the Tortugas, the Cincinnati Reds affiliate, are the only team in the Florida State League that does not host spring training games in February and March. And it is an automatic strike two given to Iverson Espinoza. First pitch clock violation of the day goes against the Tortugas. So Suarez now ahead in the count, 1-2, with one out and Luis Reyes on the first base bag. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Just got a piece of the breaking ball, and Espinoza stays alive. So it's still 1-2 to Iverson, making his series debut. He's 21 years old, and another Venezuelan battle against Suarez, who is part of Venezuela's World Baseball Classic team in 2023. But unfortunately, he began that year on the injury list as well. 1-2 count to Espinoza. Hard ground ball to second. This could be two. Tello flips it short for one. Gonzalez to first. It's a double play, and that'll end the third inning in grand fashion. Tello with a backhand flip, and Gonzalez smooth as silk to first as the Tortugas nullify the game's first hit and keep us scoreless heading into the bottom third.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
You can get all of your Threshers needs on our website. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for promotion, scores, ticket information, and anything else you may need. Threshers need a hit, though. First hit of the game led off the top of the third inning. And now Avery Owusu-Asiedu, well, he's on deck. Sorry, it's Diego Gonzalez next, who is hoping to get the first hit of the day for the Threshers. If he doesn't, then Owusu-Asiedu will hope to do that. And Dante Nori is in the hole. Gonzalez has not had too much time on the field for the Threshers this season as he takes the first pitch sinker low to make it a 1-0 count. Gonzalez played more than half of his 2024 with the Threshers, 44 games, finishing with a 756 OPS. 1-0 in for a strike on the breaking ball. It's 1-1. Gonzalez has played two games so far this season, both against Dunedin. He went 1-for-7 with a walk in those two road contests. 1-1, cut on a missed, and it's 1-2. 21 years old is Gonzalez, who also got as high as AAA last season, went up as a roster filler for the Iron Pigs, and got a couple hits in Lehigh Valley. Also spent some time up in Jersey Shore. 1-2. This one hit high in the air, deep out to left center field. Moon ranging over, but so is Henley, who calls off the left fielder and makes the catch in front of the power alley for out number one. A well-hit ball by Gonzalez, but got a little bit too much underneath it. That's the same swing that produced three home runs in 44 games for the Threshers last season. So one gone now for Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has one RBI so far this year in his second season with Clearwater. First pitch misses low. It's a 1-0 count. Owusu-Asiedu played two games against Dunedin in last week's series as he swings and misses the breaking ball, 1-1 the count. His second game on Sunday, April 6th, was his 100th game in a Threshers uniform, playing 98 in 2024. As he takes the breaking ball outside, now it's a 2-1 count on Owusu-Asiedu. And he's a guy who's drawn a lot of praise from a lot of different coaches, including Desmond Jennings, Threshers' assistant hitting coach, and he's coaching first base right now. 2-1, Owusu-Asiedu hits a towering fly ball out to shallow right center field. Henley again calls off the corner man and makes the catch for out number two. So Kyle Henley cutting in front of first the left fielder, Bernard Moon, then the right fielder, E. Smith Pineda, to make the two catches on the fly ball. That'll bring up Dante Nori. Top pick for the Threshers, leadoff man in both playoff games last season, and he has led off just about every game he's played this season. First pitch swinging again, another grounder to first, and it's deja vu all over again as Nori grounds out to first base unassisted. Another 1-2-3 inning for Clearwater. Pressure's still hitless, game still scoreless as we head to the fourth.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of...
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baker Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Threshers' next homestand kicks off with Dollar Tuesday, presented by Top Notch Pest Control on April 22nd against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Fans can enjoy $1 tickets, 12-ounce drafts, hot dogs, sodas, snacks, and more on Tuesday, April 22nd. And for the first time in almost 2 years, Cam Brown is back on the hill for the Clearwater Threshers, and he's got big shoes to fill, stepping in to replace Ranger Suarez, who won't get a decision in his first rehab outing of 2025. But Suarez, three shutout innings, one hit, four strikeouts, and that's it. Cam Brown, a 10th round pick out of TCU in 2023, played two games with Clearwater in the 2023 season and has not pitched for affiliate ball since, as he was injured towards the end of his final outing in Clearwater. Great to see Brown back on the hill. He's got a sinker that can hit in the upper 90s, and that one almost hits Kyle Henley. Looked like a slider that rung around the helmet of Kyle, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tortugas center fielder, who is the first man to face Ranger Suarez, and he struck out swinging. 1-0 in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Looked like another slider from Brown. As I mentioned, he's got that slider, a high-velocity sinker, and a changeup for the 10th rounder out of TCU. 2-1 pitch, just missing inside. It's, I guess, ball four, and I had the count wrong. Leadoff walk, first of the day by any Threshers pitcher. That'll bring up Sammy Stafora in his second at-bat of the game. Went down on three straight pitches against Ranger back in the first, but now he's up with a man aboard. Henley's off for second. First pitch, a strike. The throw not in time. And, man, does Kyle Henley have some wheels. And Finley also has some wheels, but he took them off my car, so I'm a little bit upset about that. It's all right. That's why he's here, bringing my tires. Well, really just the nuts and bolts, I guess. I don't know. 1-1, cut on a miss. Now it's 0-2. I know Finley was happy to see Ranger Suarez, his old pal from a couple years ago. I heard that you guys had a tearful reunion after a while. Ranger Suarez on many occasions has actually called Finley his best friend, which is really cool to see. I thought I was your best friend, though. Brown looks at second, 0-2, and that is strike three. Does he challenge it? Yeah, it looks like he does. It's the softest helmet tap to call a challenge I've ever seen.
The pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
Patrick Good, the home plate umpire, while Finley does the drum roll. Every stitch
of
that baseball.
The call is confirmed. Daytona has one challenge remaining.
Every stitch of that baseball was inside the zone, and now each team has lost a challenge. For the second time today, Sammy Stafora has struck out on three straight pitches, and Cam Brown has his second strikeout as a Thresher and first since September of 2023. First pitch to Alfredo Duno fouled away. It's nothing and one. Another strikeout victim of Ranger Suarez. He's got a man on second with one out, and Henley has great speed. Led the Complex League in Arizona in steals last season. 0-1, just missing inside on the slider. No challenge from Taib, and the count is 1-1. Brown had a career 10-4 record in 32 appearances, 24 of them being starts for the Horned Frogs. 1-1. Inside, just missing, and it's 2-1. Threshers being a bit more cautious with their challenge. Finley wants to challenge that. Unfortunately, the home plate umpire, Patrick Good, can't see Finley calling for the challenge. So the next pitch misses, and it's 3-1. And Brown has a good job of limiting contact, had a batting average against of 210 in his final two seasons of his collegiate career. 3-1 to Duno. Brown, a quick look over at second, and he fires. Slider to the outside corner, called strike. Duno's walk in a first. Now he'll challenge it. Once again, here's the home plate ump, Patrick Good.
The pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
Drum roll, please. And it's a strike again. Another one where just
about every stitch. The call is confirmed. Daytona has zero challenges remaining.
Just about every stitch of that baseball was inside the zone. And on back-to-back decisive pitch calls, the Daytona Tortugas are out of challenges in just the top of the fourth inning. And you can see that from here. Good framing by Taid or not. That one hit the outside corner squarely. So Brown, pitching on the black, has filled up the count at 3-2, trying to get Duno on strikes for the second time. Payoff pitch, and that's outside. Ball four. So now there are two aboard. Two walks in the inning for Brown. And I think Finley's going to take a walk himself. Good to see Finley as always. I'm sure he'll be back at some point. But you never know. Finley is quite literally everywhere at Bay Care Ballpark at any given time. Gustavo Armas is going to come out and have a quick chat with Cam Brown. And while they talk ahead of the Bernard Moon at bat, we'll take a look at some scores starting in the Phillies minor league system. First up, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Top of the third inning just ended. Aberdeen Ironbirds, currently no hitting Jersey Shore. It is a 1-0 lead for the Ironbirds, but Zach Arnold, Raylan Heredia, and Luis Caicuto, the do-up for Jersey Shore in the bottom third. Bottom third is where the fight and Phils are. They're taking on the Somerset Patriots. Gene Cabrera is on the hill, but it is 2-0 Patriots with one out in the bottom of the third inning. And in Lehigh Valley, the Iron Pigs are hosting the Syracuse Mets in a Triple-A rivalry among two NL East Titans, if you can call the Mets that. And in the bottom of the second inning, we're tied without a run scored. Two gone, Oscar Mercado at bat for the Iron Pigs. One gone, two on here in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch to Bernard Moon is outside. It's a 1-0 count. Alfredo Duno on first. His speed is not great. Kyle Henley's, however, is. He is on second base in scoring position with one gone in the frame. 1-0 the pitch to Bernard Moon. Here's Brown. Slider, soft line drive, base hit into center field. Norrie charging. He's going to pick it up, and the runners are held at second and third. So it is a one-out base hit for Bernard Moon that loads up the bags. Henley to third, Duno to second, and the bases are juiced here with one out in the top of the fourth inning. So So, one gone, base is loaded, and that might be it for Cam Brown. Out comes Marty Malloy. Not wanting to take any chances with this team, and Brown, his first outing since 2023, is cut short. A third of an inning. One hit, two walks allowed, and one strikeout. He's on the hook for all three runners that are currently on base. And they would be earned. He would take the loss if the Tortugas score. Sam Heinfeld is coming in for the Threshers. He'll replace Brown, and we will go to break. Scoreless in the top of the fourth, but bases loaded, one out for Daytona when we return.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit threshersbaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame Weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
For the first time out of the bullpen this season, Sam Heinfeld to the mound for the Threshers. He got the opening day start in Dunedin. No, didn't get the win himself, but only allowed one run. E. Smith Pineda fouls off the first pitch Heinfeld throws. Nothing and one is the count. Sam, a 24-year-old undrafted free agent out of NC State, has a fastball, changeup, curve, and a cutter. Four pitches in the arsenal for the big right-hander. 0-1 the count to Pineda. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? And he did. Went after the curveball. That was well below the zone, according to Emmanuel Perez, and it's nothing in two. Pineda, though, not very happy about it. 0-2 the count to Pineda, who grounded out to third in his last time up. Similar play could spark a potential twin killing. Bases juiced with one gone. Here's Heinfeld. Swing and a miss. Strike three. What a way to start Heinfeld's night. Come into the game with the bases loaded and one out and get three pitches right by E. Smith Pineda for a strikeout. Take another look right here. Really well-placed fastball tailing inside. Tempting enough for Pineda to offer, but not in a spot that he could make good contact. Two gone now for Carter Graham. First pitch is in the dirt. Well blocked by Taiyi, and it's 0-1. And I can't say enough how much the defense for Eduardo Taiyi has improved over the course of the offseason. You can tell he's really been putting in his work on the defensive side of catching, and not just because of the cannon of a right arm that Taiyi has. 1-0 the count to Graham. Swing and a miss. Great looking cutter from Sam Heinfeld. And now it's 1-1 with Heinfeld on the verge of getting out of a jam here. Bases are loaded. Bernard Moon, Alfredo Duno, Kyle Henley from first to third. And here's the 1-1. At the knees? No, just below it. And it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike, the count. The pitch from Heinfeld. Curveball hit on the ground towards short. Gonzalez is there. Gets the quick throw to second, but it's not in time. Tie goes to the runner. And that fielder's choice gives up a run. And we'll take another look. His play was certainly close at second base, but it's clear that Moon was safe. So Henley scores. It's 1-0 Daytona. Duno to third, and Moon safe at second, as we just saw on the replay. That run charged to Cam Brown. And now Luis Reyes is up with two outs and the bases loaded. He swings and misses the first pitch for a strike. So it's an RBI for Carter Graham. And an 0-1 now to Luis Reyes. Two gone. Here's the pitch from Highfield. Swing and a miss. Fastball blown right by him. And it's nothing in two. Oh and two again. Highfield doing a great job getting out ahead of the batter in the count. Now he's set. Here's the pitch. Popped up, high in the air, foul down the third base side and out of play. Oh two. On first base is Carter Graham. Second, Bernard Moon. Third, Alfredo Duno. Two outs. 1-0 Daytona. Now the pitch. Curveball tapped foul. We stay at 0-2. Reyes got the first hit of the game. Only man in this building to have a hit off of Ranger Suarez in tonight's contest. A solid single out to right field. Still 0-2 now. The pitch. Curveball hit well. Is it going to stay fair? Just barely rolling down to the left field corner. One run scores, two run scores, and it's a stand-up double for Reyes. Graham into third. Duno and Moon in, and it's 3-0 Daytona. Most of those runs are going to Cam Brown, and Reyes keeps this fair by the skin of his teeth, barely getting to the right side of the line for a two RBI hit, his second of the day, and that'll bring up Diego Omana. Two of three hits recorded by Reyes, as the first pitch to Omana is in for a strike. I guess he had a couple of words for Patrick Good there, but it's 0-1. Omana went down on three straight pitches against Suarez in his opening at bat. 0-1 the count. And a pitch. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack of the fastball, but it's blown right by him. Nothing in two. So all three runs charged to Cam Brown. He's in line for the loss right now after a third of an inning. 0-2 to Omana. Now Highfield deals. Up and away, it's 1-2. Highfield, the first NC State pitcher to throw in multiple College World Series. Now is a 1-2 count, and he deals. Fastball, not sure where that missed, but tight, didn't challenge, so we go down to 2-2. Really close pitch on the outside corner coming from Highfield. Two balls, two strikes to Omana, and a pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Cut fastball to the outside corner. Case Omana, second strikeout of the inning for Highfield, but the damage still done. Great pitch there, but before that, three runs come across on two hits. No errors and two men left aboard, and Daytona has struck first again. They take a 3-0 lead into the bottom of the fourth inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season.
Bottom of the fourth inning here in Clearwater. David Lord Dewey still on the mound, and on the mound tomorrow, Andrew Painter, announced earlier this week by MLB Pipeline. And because Painter, who is in the dugout for the Threshers today, because Painter is one of the top prospects in baseball, making his first affiliated outing in almost 3 years, we've got the game of the week. So tomorrow, if you want to watch Threshers baseball and aren't paying for an MLB TV subscription, you can. We've got the game of the week right here, 6:30 at BayCare Ballpark. Andrew Painter and the Threshers taking on the Daytona Tortugas. As I think there's someone on the field in left. That's what slowed up the game, but we appear ready. 3-0 lead for Daytona as Tait takes the first pitch outside to make it a 1-0 count. Popped up in the first inning, so he's 0-1, but Tait had a great season great game yesterday as he swings and misses that one, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tait pops this one up straight back and out of play, and now I'm looking up to see where that one's going to land. And like most of the balls Tait hits, I'm pretty sure that went up into space. One ball, two strikes the count. One homer, six RBIs on the season for Tait. Second on the team behind Aaron Escobar and tied for second in the league with a host of other Florida State leaguers, including Jaden Rudd and Yuni Munoz of the Blue Jays. Tait fouls this one on the ground down the first baseline. We stay at 1-2. A Panamanian catcher, one of the only Panamanian players signed by the Phillies, the other very famous one being a former Thresher, Carlos Ruiz. 1-2. Popped up in foul territory again. We stay at 1-2. And many scouts, pundits, think Eduardo Tait could well surpass what was a solid career by Carlos Ruiz, who has caught more no-hitters than most other catchers in the MLB. 1-2, fouled away again. This one down the left field line and towards the concourse. Still out of play. Eduardo Tait really made waves last season when he got stateside for the first time. Six homers, 49 RBIs, and 51 complex league games before coming to Clearwater in July as he takes a breaking ball low to bring the count even at 2-2. And with the Threshers, Tait wasn't half bad. 867 OPS, five homers, 24 RBIs, and five doubles in 28 games. Tait gets a piece of that one, knocks it foul, dribbling towards the Threshers' dugout. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Tait has already fouled off four two-strike offerings, and this one is fisted into left field. Popped up for Moon. He's going to call off the left side of the Daytona infield to make the catch for out number one. So Tait, a little bit underneath that one for out number one, and that'll bring up Cody Shojinaga. And big kudos to our junior PA announcer for correctly pronouncing that name, because that is certainly not an easy one. And Shoji struck out looking back in the first, but he has a hit in each of his first four games. Curve in for a strike, outside corner, nothing in one to the Hawaiian native. Second year in a row, the Threshers have had a Hawaiian on their opening day roster. 0-1 the pitch is low and outside, and it's 1-1. Of course, not the only Hawaiian in professional baseball. Devin Saltabon being the other one last year, started this season in Jersey Shore. And now the 1-1 to Shojinaga. Taken the other way towards first. Right there is Reyes. He fields it, tags the bag himself. Third time we've seen an unassisted grounder to first, and that's two away. That'll bring up Brady Day, who walked in his last at-bat. And Day has had a really solid start to the season for Clearwater. 23 years old, has recorded a hit in each of his last three games and reached base in each of his first four games of 2025. First pitch today, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. And Brady Day was actually drafted in two consecutive seasons. First by the Atlanta Braves in 2023, picked in the 12th round. This one hit up the middle, and a diving play by Sephora. He can't make it, and that's four straight games with a knock for Brady Day. Two-out base hit, and Day has reached twice. He so far has been the only base runner for the Clearwater Threshers. And this one was hit just hard enough to get past DeFora, who has shifted pretty well towards the middle. But a good piece of hitting by Day gives the Threshers their first knock of the ball game. Two gone now for Carter Matheson. And the first pitch is hit well out to center field. Henley on his horse, going back, right center field, towards the track, runs into the wall, and he can't hold on. Day comes around to score. Throw comes in from Henley, and Matheson's waved around third. Play at the plate, not in time, and it's an inside-the-park home run for Carter Matheson. Two hits, two homers for Carter, and the Threshers cut the deficit to one as Carter Matheson hits the first Little League homer of the year. Really well hit, and Henley almost made the play on this one, but just ran out of room out in right center. And the speed of Carter Matheson allowed him to take it all the way home, where a throw on line I don't think would have even got him. So the score's now 3-2 on the inside-the-park homer, where there has been an inside-the-park home run in this ballpark in two of the last three seasons, as Caden Hediger takes the first pitch for a ball. Next pitch low, 2-0. Two hits, five RBIs for Matheson on the season. And hitting the first inside-the-park home run at BayCare Ballpark since Brian Rincon did it in August of 2023. 2-1 to Hediger as he fouls that one off. And he doesn't take time, gets right back in the batter's box. Was a switch hitter until this season. Now he's exclusively hitting from the left side. Fastball, inside edge, it's 2-2. Catcher and a first baseman were the positions that Hediger played all throughout high school. He is caught once and played two games in the field at first, as he's at the DH spot here tonight. 2-2. This one hit well, high in the air, deep out to right field. Sprinting towards it is Pineda, and it hits the wall, but in foul ground. That one off the top of the wall, right next to the Wawa sign in foul territory, maybe 2 feet from going fair. So it's a 2-2 count to Hediger with two outs in the inning as he grabs his stick and gets back in the batter's box. Righty warming up for Daytona. The righty Lord Dewey gets a breaking ball outside. Did Hediger go? He did. Strike three, and that'll do it for the fourth inning. But Carter Matheson with an inside-the-park home run. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and nobody left in the fourth inning. Threshers get two runs back, but trail by one heading into the fifth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Beach Dogs are back on Friday, April 25th, with a very special Lucy May number 2 shirt jersey giveaway. All canine companions are welcome to attend all Beach Dog Nights at Bay Care Ballpark on the last home Friday of every month. A $7 dog ticket benefits a local pet charity and is available for purchase at the Bay Care Ballpark box office. Beach Dogs Nights are sponsored by VEG. Giveaway size and quantities limited. And a little bit of extracurriculars from Iverson Espinoza. Trying to dodge a fastball from Highfield. Doesn't hit him, and it's no one count. Highfield working quickly. Spins a curveball by him. Swing and a miss. 0-2. 3-2 is the score. With the Tortugas up by one. Each team with two hits and multiple runs in the last inning. 0-2. Check swing on the cutter, and he did not go. No appeal needed. And now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes, the count. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the pipe for a called strike three. Back-to-back K's for Sam Highfill. And that's his first backwards K of the night. All three outs Highfill has recorded have been on the strikeout. And that fastball could not have been put in a better place. So one gone. And the first pitch to Kyle Henley is in there for a strike, showing no ill effects of running into the center field wall to try and catch that Matheson home run. Henley actually came up and almost started the relay that was close to getting Matheson out at the plate as he swings at an 0-2 at the pitch to make it 0-2. So the 0-2 fouled away, and we'll do it again. No balls, two strikes, one out. And here's Highfield. Fastball upstairs, outside corner, called strike three. And Kyle Henley, not happy with that one. But certainly a great pitch by Highfield. Now four Ks, four outs. Two gone as Highfield has two looking Ks to start off the fifth. 3-2 lead for Daytona. Now a 1-0 count to Sammy Stafura. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Now it's 1-1. Stafura awaits the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Stafura. Four RBIs on the season as he came into the game as one of the batting average leaders in the Florida State League as he fouls that one off, 2-2. Stafura, start of the game, tied with Cody Shoji Naga for sixth in the Florida State League with a 357 average, but he's already 0-2 with a pair of Ks. Now he faces a 2-2 count with two outs, and here's Highfield. Waving a whiff, strike three. For the second time tonight, a Threshers pitcher has K'd the side. Ranger Suarez in the first inning, Sam Highfill in the fifth. And the hot bats of the Threshers are back up, trailing by one. as Sam Highfill says good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three strikeouts to end the fifth, and we're halfway home. Tortugas lead the Threshers 3-2.
Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information, and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this.
Check us out on Facebook at Threshers Baseball, and you can stay up to date with everything Threshers on our Facebook page. As we have a new pitcher for Daytona in more ways than one. Trent Hodgdon added to the game, or to the roster of Daytona, right before this game started. And after he was called up from the Arizona Complex League today, he gets right into the game, replacing David Lord Dewey, who allowed two runs for the Threshers. On two hits, a walk in four Ks, Lord Dewey can't get the win. He will not get a decision. First pitch to Raider Tello is a called strike from Hodgdon. And it's 0-1. Next pitch to Tello, fastball outside, 1-1. So the starters won't get a decision today. Four Ks for Lord Dewey in four innings and Suarez in three. Now Hodgdon deals. Swing and a miss to Tello. It's 1-2. Hard fastball to the outside corner that Tello couldn't get. And Hodgdon, 17th round pick by the Tortugas out of South Carolina upstate. Played a little bit with Daytona last year as Tello fouls that one off to bring the count to 1-2. Back with the Tortugas after Logan Van Treek was added to the injured list after earning the loss in an inning and two-thirds last night. 1-2, called strike three, and welcome back to Daytona, Trent Hodgdon. So one down as Diego Gonzalez looks for his first hit of the day in his first game of the series. Fastball to the outside edge. It's a called strike to Diego and an 0-1 count to the Venezuelan infielder from Barquisimeto, the 21-year-old, signed out of there in 2019 by the Phillies. 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Fastball-slider combination from Hodgdon there, with Daytona currently out in front by a run. Gonzalez tapped this one foul down the third baseline. It's 1-2. Graham was charging because that one looked for a second like it was just going to be a slow roller up the third baseline, but it ended up drifting foul to make it 1-2 to Diego Gonzalez. 1-2. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Three straight batters have struck out for the Threshers, all since the Carter Matheson inside the park home run. And now there's two gone for Avery Owusu-Asidu, still a fan favorite after joining the Threshers the opening day last year and staying on the team ever since. So two gone. Here's the pitch to Usuasidu. Popped foul off the netting behind home plate. And it's nothing and one. Usuasidu flied out to center in his last at bat. Now it's an 0-1 count. The pitch upstairs, 1-1. And the story I was talking about in his last at bat was a pro comparison to Usuasidu. Desmond Jennings says that he sees a lot of himself in Avery. Tall, big athlete, and a great athlete to boot. But he also said that he wishes he was as big as Usuasidu was, especially when Jennings was playing. And as you may know, Desmond Jennings had a solid and lengthy MLB career, mostly for the Tampa Bay Rays. 2-1 turns to 2-2. Slider hits the outside corner and evens the count on Usuasidu. As timeout is called by Avery. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 3-2 lead with all five runs scoring in the fourth inning. Daytona is out in front by a run. Avery trying to extend this bottom five. The pitch from Hodgdon, outside and low, but it's a called strike three, and Usuasidu elects not to challenge. So after Sam Highfill strikes out the side, Trent Hodgdon does the same in his season debut. Last four batters on each team have been K'd, and it's still 3-2 heading into the sixth.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
The Silver Sharks, presented by BayCare, is a club designed for seniors 55 and older. That meets during Wednesday Threshers home games. Club membership is only $30 per senior per season. A couple of Silver Sharks out in the stands tonight, even though Silver Sharks night was yesterday. And the next Silver Shark night on Education Day, April 23rd. Alfredo Duno hacks and misses the first pitch from Sam Highfill. 0-1 the count to Alfredo, who walked and scored back in the fourth inning, but he's 0-1 with a K. Swing and a miss again, and Highfill has blown two fastballs right by Duno, really going for the challenge. And now it's 0-2. Duno, Moon, and Pineda to start off the sixth for Daytona, who are ahead by a 3-2 margin. Threshers have come back and won in both games this season. And Highfill doesn't let Duno come back in the count at all. Three-pitch K for Highfill. He has struck out five consecutive batters. And that's out number one here in inning number six. And another beautiful pitch from Highfill. An absolute dart upstairs that Duno couldn't get anywhere near. One gone for Bernard Moon. Here's the first pitch. Line drive right to short, picked up on a short hop by Gonzalez. Great play at short as he fires in a strike to Shoji Naga for out number two. And Diego Gonzalez, with a really difficult play on that hop, will take another look on the replay here. But that one bounced right in front of his feet. And he didn't have much time to get it over to first with Moon sprinting down the line. And now there's two away. First pitch, breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Eastmith Pineda. 0-1 pitch. And that misses 1-1. One one upstairs, 2-1. Two outs, bases clear, one run lead for Daytona. The pitch. No challenge as the breaking ball misses inside. 3 balls, 1 strike, the count to Pineda, who's 0-2 on the evening. Now the 3-1, swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the fastball, and that's the pitch Pineda was looking for, but he just couldn't get a piece of wood on it. 3-2. 91 on the gun from Highfield there. Payoff pitch pops straight up on the first base side. Shoji Naga is there. He calls off Tello but can't come up with it. Bounces off the top of his glove, and Shoji Naga must have lost that one in the lights. And that's a tough play for the first error of the game and season for Cody Shoji Naga. So Pineda's on first now, two down for Carter Graham. First pitch, fastball in for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. The 0-1. This one drilled out to left field, but right at Owusu Asidu, who takes two steps in and takes the catch all the way into the Threshers' dugout. So, no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left aboard. Still 3-2 Tortugas as we head into the bottom six on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Call in Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Bay Care Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer.
Bottom of the sixth, top of the order for the Threshers. Trent Hodgdon still on the mound as Daytona leads it 3-2. And the first pitch to Dante Norrie is in for a strike, nothing and one. Two ground outs to first for Norrie, and that was his first take of the evening. Grounding out to first on the first two pitches that he saw in the first and third. 0-1 the count to Norrie. High hopper over the head of the pitcher, and charging is Espinoza. Quickly picks it up and fires to first, gets Norrie by two steps for out number one. Norrie just kind of topped that one, and Iverson made a really nice running play on that baseball to catch the speedy Dante Norrie. With a quick runner like that, those routine plays are made a lot more difficult. So one gone now, and here's Eduardo Taillé, the big bopper hitting second in the Threshers lineup tonight, but he's 0-2. First pitch inside on the fastball, and it's a 1-0 count. Tight, 18 years old from Panama. One homer, six RBIs, a 304 average so far this season, but he's 0-2 tonight. 1-0 the pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-1. But it's challenged by Tyee, as the wind might have taken that a bit further inside than I initially
thought. The pitch was called a strike. The batter is challenging.
The Threshers lose this challenge. They will not have any more, but by a couple stitches, they win it.
The call is overturned. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
So the 1-1 count becomes 2-0, and by less than half an inch, Tait got that call right. Not a lot of players know the strike zone better than a catcher. 2-0 to Tait. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside. Now it's 3-0. to Tait. Goes after the 3-0 pitch, and the fastball a bit higher elevated than he expected, so he misses, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Tait with one out. 3-2 is the score and the hit breakdown, both in favor of Daytona. 3-1. This one popped up, shallow infield. Is anyone going to get there? Yes, Carter Graham with a great sliding catch as Tafura got a late break on it. And the soft liner brings up out number two here in the sixth. So two down for Cody Shojinaga as we take another look. And the lefty shift is maybe the only reason that that ball didn't drop. Two gone for Cody Shojinaga. 0 for 2 today, but on a four-game hit streak to start the season. Hodgson's fastball bounces off the backstop, going right through the glove of Duno. And he gives a new ball to his pitcher, 1-0. Both bullpens clear. Hodgson throwing well, and Highfill suited for starter innings, so he might be able to go at least one or two more. 1-0 to Shojinaga. Two gone here in the sixth. The pitch. Breaking ball over the plate for a called strike. Count is even at 1-1. Strikeout and a ground out for Shoji. And Hodgson struck out the first three batters he faced and has retired 5 in a row. 1-1. Check swing by Shojinaga. Not enough that he might have gone. And it's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Hammered foul. 2-2. And Shojinaga has done a really good job of hitting the ball the other way. He had two doubles on Saturday, April 5th, in the Threshers' lone road loss so far this season. Both of those doubles went to right field. So Shojinaga showing that his power can go to both sides of the outfield. Two balls, two strikes for Shojinaga. Two outs, and the base is clear in the sixth. The curveball. Backspin, but hit over to second base. Espinoza is there, gobbles it up, and sends it to first for 1-2-3, sixth inning. So the Threshers hit a couple on the ground and don't put a runner on for the second straight frame. After six, it is Tortugas 2-3, Threshers 2.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Whether you're a nature lover, music enthusiast, or simply looking for a place.
Is that Tom Brady? No, it's one of the Little Anglers. And the Little Anglers Kids Club is for children 13 old and younger. And to enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball at BayCare Ballpark. Little Anglers members receive free admission to Thursday home games, an exclusive swag bag with a Little Anglers t-shirt, and they get to participate in fun activities like pregame parent-kid catch from 5:45 to 6 p.m. on the field and postgame running the bases on Thursdays. Luis Reyes fouls off the first pitch he sees in the seventh inning. 0-1 the count to Daytona's first baseman, who has two of the Tortugas, three hits so far. 0-1, swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two. Sam Highfill about to throw his 45th pitch of the night, and he's had a really solid outing despite allowing a couple inherited runners. 0-2 now to Reyes, fouled back, and we'll do it again. That's 45 pitches for Highfill. Just 10 of them have missed the zone so far. 2 2/3 innings, 45 pitches, 35 strikes, and 6 strikeouts, tying the game high by any Thresher set by Jose Pena last night. 0-2's pop foul. We stay at 0-2. Now Highfill gets the sign from Tyee, kicking the 0-2. Fastball right down Main Street, and that's strikeout number 7. No pitcher in a single game so far this year has struck out more than Sam Highfill for the Clearwater Threshers. His 7th punch out of the night, including a miraculous 5 straight punchies spanning over 2 innings. And that one right at the knees, center cut, beautifully placed to get Reyes out of the game. One gone. And now Diego Omana, who struck out twice against 2 different pitchers, comes up to the plate. He takes the first pitch curveball for a called strike 1. 3-pitch K against Ranger Suarez in the 3rd inning for the Tortugas' designated hitter. And then in the 4th, he was the first strikeout, or the second strikeout victim of Sam Highfill. 0-1, breaking ball low, and now the count evens at 1-1. Omana is hitting 125 on the season, but he got his first RBI of the year last night, driving in a run in the 2nd inning and later coming around to score. 1-1 to Omana, hammered out to left field, but Owusu Asidu is there, makes the catch 3 steps in front of the warning track for out number 2. Hard hit ball, but it stayed up highly enough for Owusu Asidu to be able to make the grab. And now there are 2 down for Iverson Espinoza, who recorded 2 of the 3 putouts back in the 6th inning. At the plate, though, his game is leaving a bit more to be desired. He grounded into a double play that ended the 3rd in Suarez's night and went down swinging back in the 5th inning. First pitch is fouled off. It's 0-1 to Espinoza, who is 0-2 so far today. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Cutter by him, and it's 0-2. Sam Highfill, who received a key to the city of Apex, where he is from in North Carolina, after his first appearance in the College World Series. Now the 0-2, outside 1-2. A North Carolina native, going to school in his hometown, beginning his career with the Threshers last season, and starting the playoff opener in Lakeland, allowing 1 run in 4 innings. 1-2. Foul tip. Caught by Tyee, and that's strike 3. Highfill bookends the 7th with a pair of punch-outs, and he's got 8 Ks on the evening. Highfill's gone through 3 1/3. Threshers trail by 1 as we head to the 7th. But Sam Highfill is on a strikeout high himself.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means minor league baseball excitement returns to Bay Care Ballpark. Opening night on April 8th is the fan favorite Dollar Tuesday. Enjoy dollar hot dogs, sodas, popcorn, and more as we celebrate the start of the Threshers minor league season. Opening weekend won't disappoint with a post-game concert on April 11th by Tampa's favorite top 40 country music band, Crossfire Creek, kicking off our Friday night concert series. Then stay after for a fantastic fireworks display following the game on Saturday, April 12th. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and more information as we kick off the 2025 season in style.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Is it really a Threshers game if you don't see Finley dancing on the dugout? Especially with his best friends, a banana and a chicken? What a character our mascot is. Just befriending people from all walks of life, including inanimate fruit. Bottom of the seventh inning, 3-2 the lead for the Tortugas as Brady Day takes a breaking ball inside from Trent Hodgdon. In inning number three for him of his season debut, coming off of six straight batters retired. 1-0, this one lifted high in the air out to right field. Pineda going back, turns around in front of the track to make the grab, and that is out number one.
Right fielder Carter Matheson.
And Carter Matheson did this in his last time up. Belted one to center field. Henley couldn't get there. And the speed of Matheson carried him home and inside the Parker. And you could see by that throw, even if Duno had made the catch, Carter Matheson already was sliding into home plate. Two homers, five RBIs so far this season for Carter. And the first pitch is in for a strike on the inside edge. Nothing in one is the count. Carter Matheson, the fifth rounder out of Indiana, has become just the third Florida State leaguer this season to reach multiple home runs. Franjerber Montilla, one of them for Lakeland, as this one's popped up foul down the third base side, nothing in two. And McGee on the Palm Beach Cardinals, the other multi-home run hitter so far in the Florida State League, though this is just game number six of the season. 0-2 count to Matheson, one gone, nobody on. Threshers trail 3-2. 0-2 to Carter. Bouncing breaking ball, and it's 1-2 now to Matheson. Matheson can play just about anywhere in the outfield. Had a couple of stints in center last year, one or two in left, but has played mostly in right field since he entered the ranks of professional baseball, debuting with the Threshers on August 1st last season. 0-2 tap foul. Now the count, or sorry, 1-2. And now the count and at bat continues. Matheson was the primary center fielder at Indiana in his last season, starting 56 of his 60 games out in center for the Hoosiers. 1-2, sliced foul behind home plate off the netting, and it's still 1-2. This year, every time Matheson has been in the field, it's been in right, starting all three games of the Dunedin series in right field, and also in right here today. One ball, two strikes the count, one out to Matheson. 10 on the pitch clock as Hodgdon is set. Deep breath in the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets away from Duno. It's 2-2. And Hodgdon has been going low and lower for really the entirety of this at bat, with really just one pitch above the lower third of the strike zone so far to Carter Matheson. We'll see what he does here on the 2-2. Popped up. High in the air, towering pop-up. Graham giving chase near the fence, and he makes the catch right in the corner. Parallel to the third base bag, and the foul pop-up brings up out number two here in the seventh. Threshers have not reached base since Carter Matheson's inside the park home run, as we take another look at that deceptively difficult play from Carter Matheson, or from Carter Graham. On Carter Matheson. So two gone now for Caden Hediger. with every batter so far, or sorry, with every at-bat so far from the left-hand side against the righties for the newly minted left-handed hitter Hediger. The 1-0 is slammed foul back behind home plate. Count evens at 1-1. 3-2 the lead for the Tortugas. They have three hits. The Threshers have two hits along with one error. Five on the pitch clock for Hodgdon. Here it comes. And the breaking ball misses upstairs. Two on the count to Caden Hediger. Two and one the count. Two gone. The pitch. Curveball again. This one misses upstairs. Now it's 3-1. Marty Malloy hoping for a rally to start here with two outs, where the Threshers got the most of their runs over the course of this series, as Hediger lines that one foul to fill up the count at 3-2. A whole bunch of two-out rallies the last two games for Marty Malloy's squad. And if there's one thing that man is focused on, it is winning ball games. Nothing that Marty enjoys more than winning a baseball game. He has done that better than just about any manager in the Florida State League over the last two seasons. Maybe even in all of single A, for that matter. 3-2, Hediger taps another fastball foul, and that takes a heavy bounce off the roof all the way into the front row. And another kid ends up with a baseball. 3-2 the count to Hediger. Bases clear, two outs. Threshers trailing by one in the bottom seven. The pitch, cut on and miss, and that'll do it. Third straight 1-2-3 inning for Trent Hodgdon, and the score remains the same as it has since the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-2 Tortugas. We head to the eighth here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Hi, this is CC Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Our next home game is tomorrow night. Again, the Threshers will take on the Daytona Tortugas in the Minor League Baseball Game of the Week, which means you can watch this for free on Bally Live or MILB TV. 3-2 the score as Ryan Dromboski comes in the game for the second time. He got the opening night win for Clearwater, and that isn't good. Kyle Henley drilled the first pitch into the ground, and it appears that it got under Tait's leg guard on his left leg. And now the trainer, Marissa Van Hassel, is going to come out to take a look. Ryan Dromboski, though, in his debut start on opening day against Dunedin, picked up the victory, allowing nothing except for a two-run home run in four innings, four hits, two strikeouts for the undrafted free agent out of Penn. As Marissa Van Hassel is going to lift Tait up, It looks like he's going to give it back a go, and that is one tough kid. Eduardo Taí, 18 years old, shaking that off like a champ. And you take a look at that replay. The inside of that left knee hit with a baseball at point-blank range coming off a bat. That cannot feel good, but Taí is going to stick with it and stay behind the plate. Good on him. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack at a fastball that just tailed too far inside for Henley to touch, and it's 0-2. Kyle Henley, the complex lead leader in steals last season, is 0-2 with a walk and two Ks. And make that three. First three pitches that Ryan Dromboski throws at BayCare Ballpark, all in the zone, and strike three called to Kyle Henley for out number one. We'll take another look at this one right on the outside corner. Beautiful pitch by Dromboski. That looked like his slider, or his sweeper. Swing and a miss by Sammy Stafura, and it's 0-1. And the night over for Sam Highfill. He won't get a decision. He allowed one hit in 3 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts. Slider low and in, and it's a 1-1 count to Stafura, who has struck out 3 times in 3 previous at-bats. 1-1. Dromboski has the sign. Here's the kick and the pitch. Check swing, foul ball from Stafura, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch, outside and low, 2-2 as that one misses. A three-pitch mix for Ryan Dromboski. Sinker, changeup, and a sweeper for the 21-year-old signed out of Penn. 1-2-2, popped up, foul, and we stay at 2-2. Dromboski also played soccer in high school. Honorable mention All-Ivy in his last season at Penn with 71 strikeouts in 63 innings. 2-2. Slider almost pegs Stafura as he ducks underneath the wayward breaking ball to fill up the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch. Reached out and tapped foul again by Stafura. We stay full at 3-2. Dromboski, payoff again. Sweeper fouled back again. Third pitch in a row knocked foul with 2 strikes by Sammy Stafura. So it's still 3-2. Dromboski getting challenged in his second at bat. Now the payoff. Sweeper missing inside, and that's ball 4. Sammy Stafura has now reached for the first time today, working a one-out walk to start the 8th. So one gone, and that'll bring up Alfredo Duno, catcher tonight for Daytona, who walked and scored in the 4th, but surrounded those with a pair of strikeouts. One out and one on. Double play certainly is the idea for the Threshers, as Dromboski sends a pickoff move unsuccessfully to keep Stafura on the first base bag. Sammy Stafura has 1 stolen base so far this season, but he's also been caught once, after collecting 31 steals across 2 levels last year. 1-0 now to Alfredo Duno, who is a lot less of a threat to steal bases, but he can hit the ball a mile. Already seen him hit the ball deep to the depths of the outfield over the course of this series. 1-0. Slider catching the upper part of the zone, and it's 1-1. 3-pitch K to lead off the 6 from Duno. Dromboski started off the 8th with a 3-pitch strikeout as well. He's looking for something similar here with the Threshers trailing by 1, 1 out in the 8th. Swing and a miss. Nasty sweeper from Dromboski. And it's 1-2. Dromboski with a win in his professional debut. Led all Ivy League pitchers last season with 16 strikeouts looking. And that one is swinging. Swing and a miss by Duno. Can't touch the sweeper. And that's the second K of the inning for Dromboski for out number 2 here in the top of the 8th. Two away now as Bernard Moon steps up to the plate, and we take a look at another sweeper falling out of the strike zone, spinning out of the hands of Ryan Dromboski. First pitch to Bernard Moon, right down the pipe for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Moon singled and scored in the fourth inning, picking up the first hit of the game for the Tortugas, and coming around to score on Luis Reyes' RBI double. 0-1, slider outside, smothered by Tai as he keeps the baseball in front of him to keep Stafura on the first base bag. 27 for 31 with Daytona last season was Stafura, who is back in time ahead of the pickoff attempt by Ryan Dromboski. Two outs, man on first, one ball, one strike, the count to Bernard Moon, left fielder and cleanup hitter. He also played at second base this series. Hard ground ball to first. This is going to be it as Shoji Naga drops it initially but picks it up, tags the bag, and ends the eighth inning. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a grounder. That's it for the eighth as Dromboski leaves a man stranded. K's two, and the Threshers have a 3-2 lead, down 3-2, excuse me, heading into the bottom of the eighth inning.
Threshers fans, it is officially baseball season. Come to BayCare Ballpark for our first home series with opening day on April 8th as your Clearwater Threshers take on the Daytona Tortugas for our first home game and Dollar Tuesday of the season. Call our ticket office at 727-467-4457 or visit threshersbaseball.com/tickets for up-to-date pricing. We'll see you at the game.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
One of the great pitching names, I think, in the league, Will Cannon, making his second relief appearance of the season for Daytona after getting 1K in one inning out of the pen in the opening series against the Bradenton Marauders. Cannon, a 12th rounder out of Auburn, a Final Four finalist in the NCAA in basketball. Their baseball team has been pretty solid over the last couple of years as well, as Will Cannon, a former teammate of Bryson Ware, a Thresher in 2023 and 2024, who played his college baseball at the University of Auburn at Well. And now Raider Tello starts off the eighth inning, in which he homered in yesterday's game, hitting an Acapo Taco for insurance to lead off the eighth. He goes Oppo again, but this time Pineda is there, ranging to his left to make the grab. One pitch, one out in right for out number one in the eighth. So Tello goes down quickly. Now Diego Gonzalez coming up to the plate for the Threshers with a strikeout and a flyout on an 0-for-2 evening so far. Diego Gonzalez, one hit so far this season, came in Dunedin. Guy who has a really solid glove. As he rests the bat on his shoulder, takes a called strike on the outside corner. Oh-1 now to Diego. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of the slider, and it's nothing in two. Gonzalez played in Adelaide for the Giants in the Australian Baseball League, a team that the Phillies have an agreement with, and they send a bunch of their prospects there every season. Played 12 games with the Giants, with 7 runs scored, an OPS of 575, a homer and 8 RBIs. So not a bad showing for Gonzalez, who played the last half of the season. Swing and a miss there on another slider, and Gonzalez goes down on strikes. That brings up the second out in the eighth inning for Avery Owusu-Asidu. Owusu-Asidu making his first start of the series as Weston Wilson gets a night off tonight. And Wilson was the starting left fielder in each of the past two games. Owusu-Asidu came in for him in the sixth and eighth inning. First pitch to Avery is popped up in foul territory. Giving chase is Reyes at the wall, but the baseball lands in the seats. So, 0-1 count on Owusu-Asidu, who has one RBI this season, coming in the loss to Dunedin a week ago Saturday. 0-1 now to Avery, 2 gone here in the bottom eighth. The pitch, slider, outside edge, nothing in 2 to Owusu-Asidu, coming out of the arms of Will Cannon. Time called by Avery. It'll be a quick one, though, as he sets back up in the right-handed batter's box. 0-2. High hopper over towards third base. Carter Graham picks it up, but it's in foul territory by the time it lands, so that nullifies what would have been a single by Owusu-Asidu. As by the time Graham was ready to throw, Avery had already ran across the first base back. Carter Graham has made a really nice play. And a couple of really nice plays at third base, manning the hot corner for the majority of this series. Now it's 0-2 to Owusu-Asidu. 2 outs. Bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers trail by 1. 0-2 pitch. Fastball outside part of the plate, and it misses. And with no challenges remaining, the Tortugas are going to have to eat that one. It was certainly close, but it missed 1-2. One-two to Owusu-Asidu, who had 8 home runs for the Threshers last season. The pitch. Slow roller down the third base line. Graham charging, has to barehand it, but he bobbles it. So Avery Owusu-Asidu will reach on an infield single. Tying run is at first base with 2 outs. In a time that the Threshers have been able to make some inroads on the scoreboard in the late game. Two away now as Dante Norrie comes up to the plate. And off goes Owusu-Asidu. Pitches in for a strike. The throw to second is in time. And Owusu-Asidu, a rare caught stealing, as Norrie will now lead off the ninth. So the Threshers get a hit. But the caught stealing ends the inning prematurely. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left. And the Threshers trail 3-2 heading into the ninth.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at Baycare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story-themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Plenty of fans out here in Clearwater here on Thursday. And don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Instagram, at Threshers Baseball. Plenty of updates on our social media channels all year long covering the Clearwater Threshers. Top of the ninth, Threshers trail by one. And Ryan Dromboski sends the first pitch by Eastmith Pineda for a called strike. Carter Graham, Luis Reyes to follow Pineda here in the ninth. Throw on the pitch. Line drive, base hit into center field. And Eastmith Pineda gets the first hit by the Tortugas since the fourth inning. And Daytona's fourth hit of the game. So a leadoff single starts off the ninth. Tortugas looking for insurance. The Threshers looking for a second straight walk-off. First pitch fastball in for a strike on Carter Graham. Nothing and one is the count. As Graham 0 for 3, but he drove in a run on a fielder's choice. 0-1, ground ball to second, and it hits the umpire. And he's got his hands held up, and I think the runner at first is going to be out. Or both runners are going to stay put. I don't think I've ever seen a ground ball hit the ump in the field, and that's really unfortunate for the Threshers because that looked like it was a tailor-made double play ball. Tello right behind the umpire, and Emmanuel Perez couldn't get out of the way in time. It won't be a throwing error on Dromboski, who sent the throw above the first baseman's head. I guess they're going to call it a single for Carter Graham. That puts Pineda on second. And a bunt down the third base side. Dromboski has to throw it to first, and the sacrifice does the trick, moving Pineda to third and Graham to second on the sacrifice bunt. Take another look. Well executed. And just a quick drop bunt by Luis Reyes. Dromboski, despite the hesitation, does a great job of getting to that one. First pitch swung on and missed by Jacob Friend. Pinch hitting for Diego Omana and making his first appearance of the season, or of the series, excuse me. So Omana's night is done as the fastball misses outside to Friend, 1-1. Omana's 0 for 3, 2 Ks and a flyout, and Jacob Friend here to replace him. One. And that misses inside, 2-1. Two-one pitch. Inside again, 3-1. And a walk here would set up a potential double play, but also load the bases. Three-one to Friend. Upstairs, that's ball four. Second walk of the day issued by Dromboski. And overall, just the fourth by Threshers pitching. Suarez and Highfill finished their nights without walking a batter. And that is going to be the end of the night for Ryan Dromboski. Marty Malloy coming out to have a chat with his reliever, who has thrown 27 pitches, 19 for strikes, has two Ks and an inning and a third. And we'll see if Marty is going to take the ball from Ryan or let him finish up. While we figure that out, we'll take a look at some more minor league scores and take a spin around the Florida State League. 8 runs in the top of the fifth inning in Bradenton, and the Palm Beach Cardinals have opened up an 18-0 lead on the Marauders, the last opponent of Daytona. Meanwhile, Marty Malloy will head back to the Threshers dugout, and Ryan Dromboski will stay in the game. In Fort Myers, the Mighty Muscles are tied 1-1 halfway through against the Tampa Tarpons. St. Lucie leads Lakeland 6-2 in Lakeland, top of the eighth inning there. And in the bottom of the eighth inning in Jupiter, 2-2 the score, Dunedin and the Hammerheads even. And the first pitch, runners coming home from third. What was Esmith Pineda thinking as the throw goes back to Brady Day, who tags out Pineda coming home for the second out. In the commotion, Carter Graham takes third, but one of the most bizarre caught stealings. I guess he was expecting Iverson Espinoza to connect on this bunt, and Pineda would have made it had the bunt been connected on, but it goes 2-5 on the caught stealing as Pineda is out trying to take home. So the Threshers get a nice break, and it's a 1-0 count to Iverson Espinoza. This one drilled deep out to left field. Owusu-Asidu on the run. He makes the catch going into the left field corner. It's exactly what the Threshers needed. Get a break on a failed bunt. And now, once again, Clearwater with a chance to walk things off in the ninth inning. 3-2 Tortugas, ninth inning, next.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bake Air Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Country music and baseball go so well together. That's why the Threshers have Crossfire Creek coming to perform at Baycare Ballpark after our first Friday home game of the season. We'll have some of the best country music in Tampa Bay kicking off our Sun Cruiser concert series and our opening day weekend.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Last chance for the Threshers. Bottom of the ninth inning. Top of the order coming to the plate. And it's also the last chance for Dante Norrie to start off the first six games of his first full professional season, reaching base in each one. First pitch to Dante is a fastball that settles in for a strike. 0-1 is the count. Still Will Cannon on the mound with a strikeout and a hit allowed in the eighth inning. 0-1 to Norrie. 5 on the pitch clock is Cannon. Sets up and deals. Norrie hits a high fly ball out to center field. Henley coming in, charging and making the catch on the run for out number one. One down in the ninth. Threshers already with a walk-off and a comeback win so far this season. And there's one down now for Eduardo Taí. Taí, the go-ahead run driven in on a double yesterday, and we'll see if he can come up clutch again as Taí has reached base in every game he has played so far this season as well. 1-0 now to Taí, one of the best power hitters in all of minor league baseball, perhaps, certainly in the Phillies system. And the 1-0 pitch is hit high in the air, deep out to center field. Hanging up for Henley, though. He gets onto the warning track and makes the catch. Back against the wall, and Taí didn't miss that one by too much as Henley makes the catch about as far back as you can get in right center for out number two. And now Cody Shojinaga is the last chance for the Clearwater Threshers to take their fourth consecutive victory. Two away now on back-to-back flyouts to Kyle Henley out in center field, and Shojinaga 0-3 on the day, takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike. Two ground outs and a K for Cody, former Kansas Jayhawk, in his first full season as a pro. 0-1. Check swing. Did he go? He did. And now the Threshers are down to their final strike. O-2 the count, two outs. Threshers staring down the barrel of what could be their first home loss of the season. 3-2 the score, and an 0-2 count to Cody Shojinaga. In the dirt, we stay alive as the count now reads 1-2. One and two now to Shojinaga, who has reached with a hit in each of his first four games. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Stafura makes a great running play in the outfield. Can't make the throw in time. And the game continues as Cody Shojinaga has a hit for the fifth straight game. Great start to his first full season as Shojinaga hit that ball well up the middle. And Sammy Stafura with incredible range to get that over at short. And even without the bobble, don't think you would have caught Cody. That ball just hit way too deep. No pinch runner just yet, but the tying run is on first, and Brady Day is at the plate. First pitch to Brady, popped up, straight back. Duno, playable, on the track. Sliding is Graham, and he comes up with a baseball. Incredible sliding stop, avoiding colliding with Alfredo Duno, and making the catch to seal the Threshers' first loss at home this season. A pop-up ends it, and the Clearwater Threshers fall by a score of 3-2. First loss at home this season, second overall, as both runs come on a inside-the-park home run from Carter Matheson. A major leaguer got the start for the Threshers tonight. And that wasn't enough for Clearwater. Ranger Suarez had four Ks and three shutout innings. Sam Highfill had eight Ks and 3 2/3 shutout innings. But a three-run fourth inning for Daytona was all the Tortugas need to take their first win against the Threshers in 2025. The Tortugas won one out of six games against Clearwater at this very ballpark last season, and now have won one out of the first three. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast as the Threshers fall 3-2. Great to see Ranger Suarez back in Clearwater for the first time since 2017, and he got off to a perfect start. Three batters, three strikeouts to end the first inning, and Suarez K'd four over three shutout innings with just one hit allowed. Brady Day got the Threshers' first hit of the game in the fourth inning, and almost immediately following that, Carter Matheson hit an inside the park. Must have been inspired by the best bat dog in baseball, Lucy May, as he takes Henley all the way to the wall in right center field, speeding around the bases to make it 3-2. But that is all the Threshers would get. Couple chances late in the game. Owusu Asidu beating out an infield hit. Even Cody Shojinaga getting on in the ninth. But great pitching wasn't enough for the Threshers as they fall 3-2. I'm Josh Sperber, thanking all of you for tuning in to another edition of Threshers Baseball in the Florida State League on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m., we've got the game of the week. Andrew Painter is expected to start, making his first appearance in affiliated baseball since 2022, when he started the season right here in Clearwater. Now the number 8 prospect in the league is coming back to BayCare Ballpark, and he'll be in Threshersville for the minor league game of the week. Until tomorrow, everyone, I'm Josh Sperber. On behalf of myself and the fantastic Threshers production crew on the Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Hope you guys have a great Thursday night, and we'll see you for the game of the week tomorrow.